That was awesome.
That was incredible.
I went to the bus stop the second day. I showed them my dick. They ran away. I gave them an orange, and they said, fuck that fruit. I said, if you kill like that, I'm gonna put it in your little patoot.
Cat Stevens, everybody.
Cat Stevens. Thanks for coming by. All right, hang on a second. We'll check the.
I was going to give him a salam alaikum. Alaikum salam for Cat Stevens.
Oh, well, you're going to be in studio the rest of the time, so you just need to be Cat Stevens the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's who you are.
He does not.
Please don't make
sense. Now, Cat Stevens has left the building.
Yeah. All right.
So, welcome to Mohole Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Hello, everybody. Am I too far away?
Shut yeah, you're definitely God too far damn, away. I don't know why you need feel the need to sit
don't
so far
try
away from the microphone.
You told me that
you'd really phoning it in this
drag
time.
I'm not phoning it in.
Drag your bag.
What? You say drag a bag?
Drag your bag.
Oh.
Don't drag your bag. Literal.
Hello, everybody. It is the Mohole Radio. We are back from our week hiatus. You can blame Gogs. It's not entirely his fault. But in fact, it's mostly mine, but
all four of you can blame Gogs.
We will still blame Gogs, because, let's face it, who else are you going to blame? Of course, you heard the beginning of the show, we had a special guest, Mr. Yousef Islam himself. Yes, Cat Stevens. I tell you, the level of celebrity that we get is eclectic.
The highest caliber.
It's eclectic and amazing. Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, Cat Stevens, that guy, you know, he's kind of passe. He's kind of, his scene's kind of dead.
It's nonsense. Right.
Not here.
That's cutting edge.
Not post 9/11.
That's right. Yeah.
Boom.
Thanks, Osama.
Yes. So anyway, it's good to be back. And good night, folks.
Good show.
Yeah. Gogs.
Whoa.
Let's cut the formalities.
Yeah. Let's fucking.
Let me ask you one quick thing. Somebody
get a G chat.
Gogs, sir.
So blah, 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 bored. What do they want to know?
We also, I guess I should introduce, we have a special guest in this week that's sitting in, our good friend Teet. Sir, say hello to the people.
Hello?
Teet, like what the milk comes out of.
Yes.
Hello?
It actually comes
hello,
out of
hello.
It's good to have you. Listen to that deep radio hello. Voice. Jesus Christ, Vinny's
choking on his own spit. I watched him ingest nothing.
Yeah. It was his
anyway,
deep, sexy baritone.
It's good to have you. Please feel free to chime in when you feel the need to say anything.
Oh, you can say what you hate this week.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gogs, sir, but please.
Right.
Everyone's in disbelief.
Is it Gogs' turn? I'm leaving. I'll be right back.
He always does this.
everybody's waiting with bated breath. They cannot wait to know what it is that you hate this week.
Okay. This week I got three things. Number one, kid actors that do the whisper voice.
Whisper voice.
Whisper voice, like the...
What, like Haley Joel Osment?
Like Haley Joel Osment.
How many of those kids are
there? Well, there's that one. There's the little girl from, like, Miracle on 34th Street.
Santa Claus. Sidebar, have you seen Haley Joel Osment lately? That kid grew up weird.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, because he's...
Good!
Like, I mean,
big
he's
surprise
like...
there.
He's like, I guess he's got to be in, like, his 20s by now.
Right.
And he just looks freakish.
Huh.
Like, he looks like he never really grew up, but he's
oh,
got...
No.
Like, imagine the same
like
kid...
Like Eddie Munster?
Imagine the same kid from The Sixth Sense, but with, like, a really patchy beard.
Ew.
Like a my level beard.
Yikes.
Yes, bad. It's real bad.
Well, good. Well, fuck him, because he does that little whisper. I hate that. I hate that shit. I would directors that make kids do it like that. I'm just going to be impressionable. No, I don't give a shit. I don't want to hear it. I want you to talk in a normal tone.
Full
I want
tone.
You screaming.
Full tone.
I want you scream. It happened to me. I watched Home Alone today.
I was going to ask.
And there was a scene
I was going to ask where this, what inspired this. This is very odd.
Home Alone,
it's
the
pretty
scene.
Fucking benign, but
Home Alone,
ahead.
When there's scene where they're staring out the window and they're looking at the neighbor. And they're talking about how he killed everyone with the fucking shovel. And then the brother's like, oh yeah, the salt turns the bodies to mummies. And then you see Kevin go, mummies. I was like, fuck you! Fuck you and your mummies. Fuck you and your whispers. None of that. Number two, anything with the stars. There's no ice skating with the stars.
Oh, you mean like the celebrity shows.
All that is the newest iteration of what used to happen in the late 70s, early 80s on TV called Circus of the Stars.
Oh yeah,
where
right.
Where they would take these bozo people like... Mario Van Peebles and
guns
don't kill people.
Mario Van Peebles.
Well, whatever. And they
he put was these solo
in like, on the trapeze on the high wire.
Well, didn't they do one too where there was like
Smothers Brothers are in there?
See, I only know this because of like remember those VH1 shows where it's like I love the blank decade. It was like they did one where I always watch them. But they did one where it was like an Olympic event, but it was with all the TV stars. And the only reason that this clip was any good was because it was like a swimming competition, and Linda Carter was in it with her big fucking
Wonder Woman cans,
20-year-old Wonder Woman cans, and it was glorious.
Well, here's the thing: if they were real,
she was hot, dude. Linda Carter is hot.
If they were real stars, I would see the draw. But it's people I have never heard of. If I've never heard of you, you cannot be called a star.
Now, you've heard of the Palin, though, haven't you?
Yeah, you've heard of
her. Well, fine, but she's not a star. Fuck her.
Right.
Fuck her and her stupid pregnant... And here's a funny thing.
Her mother...
That bitch is getting fatter. But she shat out a kid, and then she was kind of skinny. Now she's on a Dancing with the Stars show where she should be dancing every week and getting thinner, and she is blowing up. Like, she blew...
Her mother is a social disease, and she's an awful symptom.
That fucking ham wearing a dress is fucking... And she's somehow in first place, and I don't give a shit.
No, she lost, apparently.
Oh, good! Fine!
I'm glad you're following it so closely.
No, like,
here's
actually,
what I hope. Here's the only reason... Any with the Stars show would be good if they did the following. As soon as you get voted off, you get publicly executed. Running Man style. They let you into a maze of, like, Detroit.
Right.
We wall off Detroit. We don't need Detroit.
It's always
and you
Detroit.
Hunt
not anymore. We don't
Detroit.
It's turned into farmland.
It's like,
It is.
It's gonna get turned into fucking let's hunt and kill all of these people.
I mean, the thing that's terrifying to me about it is, like, what's the appeal? Like, who watch? I mean,
assholes watch
these. These are, like, the hottest shows, though. People, it's, like, the biggest shows.
Because America's getting stupider.
Oh, well, no doubt.
That's why I say you need to be able to... I was going off about this at work earlier this week. You need to have an IQ test at the polls before you're allowed to vote for anything.
I agree.
You should be able to. You should be able to read.
But you get to administer the test.
But you should be me.
Federal government.
I do.
As it stands now, you can
King of America.
You can be mentally retarded and vote.
Right. And who gets the retard vote? That's my question. Is someone driving around?
Somebody with the
is someone driving around with just like a fucking like just dragging ice cream and flags and toys behind the bus and rounding them up and taking them to the polls?
My name is Steve Paulson, and I want to represent you because I like ponies and balloons. And like, I want to vote for Paulson.
It's like everything's just, he hands out just rubber balls with his name on it, and that's it.
If I got elected president as Robert Paulson, my running mate would be SpongeBob SquarePants. You like SpongeBob, right, SpongeBob?
Anyway.
No more stairs, ramps everywhere.
I would vote for that.
What percentage of the American public is actually retarded? Like,
as far as I'm concerned? Well, I guess 50% or more of those are the hottest shows on TV. You should be able to spell. You should be able to fill in blanks on the Bill of Rights. It should be the right to blank arms.
Now,
and you have to spell. You have to do the right version of bear. You got two.
Now,
you got to pick the right one.
Right.
If you don't pass, you get to go play in the ball pit where all the grown ups get to vote.
It's B-A-R-E, right?
But I would look beforehand.
Now,
regardless,
I had this thing today. I was talking about because as it happens on pretty much every day, I talk about how much I just want the mass population to die.
Then the herd.
I feel like there should be some sort of like general aptitude test for the entire population.
And best thrown off a cliff.
The lowest 15% get executed.
Just throw them into the Grand Canyon. Save a bullet. Save the time.
So, like, you know, you feel like the lowest 15% get executed. And see, the thing is, so that first batch,
right.
That'd be a pure batch. Like, that would take out the stupid people.
Right.
But think about it this way.
Every year, the low 15 is getting cut off.
Well, and everybody, that would cause everyone to strive to study and be smarter.
Or so, don't want to die.
It would lead to...
Or, like, incredibly hot.
How so?
Well, you want people
the hot people.
The pretty people get spared.
The hot
people. We can't have a bunch of...
I guess you're out.
Yeah, well, I'm
you're
smart.
So you have to either be smart or hot.
Yeah. So let's say you get culled from the smart herd. You need to be left in the hot breeding stock, which is given to the smart people, to eventually make a master race of smart hot people.
So you're saying that... I like this. I didn't think this through. So you're saying... Out of the lower 15 that I was just going to execute,
right.
You have a secondary.
I was just going to execute.
You have a secondary judge. That
oh no,
comes
no, no!
In.
We're still getting rid of 15%.
You, but what? So you're still getting rid of 15%.
Watch this. Check
so, oh wait, hold on. I think I know where you're going.
Go.
So you take the next tier up of hot people. You take like one in and one out. Like, well, the person's hot in the low 15. You swap them out for somebody that was in the 16th percentile.
Well, no. So check it out. Like, say you have reached. Let's say, well, not you because you die. Let's say a really gorgeous girl.
I'm pretty smart.
No, but I gotta use a dullard example. Let's say a really gorgeous chick is
clearly me.
Real fucking stupid. Like below 15% stupid. We give her a pass. We put her in Oklahoma, free range. Mm-hmm. There's like smoothie machines and weight rooms and stuff so they can stay beautiful.
Who would be the judge of the hotness?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
And also,
right.
I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and assume this only applies to hot women. There's no judges for hot guys.
I was actually going to let the attractive men stick around too, but you know, in retrospect, that's a bad idea.
No,
that's a bad idea.
So you're just going to end up with mediocre people again.
Right.
So you're right.
Yeah, but you know what? Not until he's dead.
Right, so we take all the hot broads, they go. Everyone else goes in the Grand Canyon, everybody else goes to Oklahoma in the fences.
Wow.
They'll be taken care of. The rest of the world goes about doing his business, and then when it's time to breathe,
we'll send them to the camps. Did I say camps? Did I say concentration camps? I meant happy camps. I meant happy camps.
And when it's time to breed, like, say you're like, I want to pass on my smart seed.
Mm-hmm.
You just grab a dullard from the fields.
Right.
Right? You have that. You give it to 18. At 18, we either judge whether it's pretty or smart.
Okay.
And then we just throw it in the canyon, or we don't.
I like
all of this.
I like
this
it.
This all sounds great.
Thin-lard!
I like it a lot.
Anything that makes my day go, anything's gonna free up traffic. And I don't even stay in much traffic, but anything's gonna free up the traffic I'm in. Speaking of traffic, here's my third hate.
Go ahead.
Custom license plates that aren't funny. My sister. No,
I find that most of them aren't funny.
Well, my sister's friend, she just got Xterra or something, and her license plate, she was just testing what was available. She got your mom.
That's
your funny. Mom is a license plate. I was like, awesome.
That's
I rolled
great.
Up. I rolled up my parents' house. She was there. I started laughing from the moment I hit the apron all the way to the point where I parked the car.
She actually got it.
Your mom.
That's hilarious.
You, and right. That sense of those, right? Like, I couldn't put Jew hater.
No, I don't think. I don't think we get hate crime, HHCRIME.
That'd be good.
But I don't know if you can get
remember
it.
Remember that
that's,
one guy
that's,
we
that's
used
that's
to...
That's the play that, well, not the full thing, but H8 was... Saxon was trying to get that Saxon. For his motorcycle.
Yeah.
I think his license plate, but
remember
no.
That guy we used to see around
just
Ellicott
hate.
City all
just
the time
general.
That had
hate.
Baconator.
Baconator could stay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's a copyright infringement
we
or whatever.
We were so confused by that, though. Like, the guy loved the Baconator sandwich so much from Wendy's that he... Like, you have to pay for those, right?
Right, yeah. It's like an extra $10.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
But here's the thing.
Like
if, you're,
extra,
if it's
what
something...
If it's trademarked?
I don't think that
well,
matters.
Well, you get the little TM stamp. It's an extra nickel.
And the thing is that Baconator itself is trademarked, but, like, Bake and 8... The number
or
R or is not trademark.
Not.
Oh, I see what you did there.
But so if you got the
nice. Yeah, Warcraft great.
So if you have like a funny license plate like Oh Really or iPone or any of these, I'm good with it. I drove and behind me was I put this on the fan cool. phone because I couldn't remember what it was. It was the number four,
right.
The letter U, the number two, then the word envy. 4U2NV. This was on a 97 Toyota 4Runner. There is nothing to envy in that fucking car.
No.
I saw another one just said Nance. Like, I guess, like, it's either Jim Nance or it's short for Nancy.
Nance?
Just Nance. I wanted to fucking slam her off a fucking... I wanted to just drive her car through the guardrail and over a fucking bank. Then there was another one that was like, oh, what was it? It was something with a number. Like, they couldn't get there. It's like Kirby 3. Or stuff that's like, my toy or Tom's vet. Any of this shit.
Her toy's in a box under her bed.
Right.
I've seen those, yeah. I've seen, like, dad's toys.
Her toy's in her box in her pants.
Oh!
Ow! Any of those shit.
But
any
nobody wants to play with
them. No. It smells like a wharf. Anything like that. Any of those fucking shitty fucking license plates that aren't funny. If it doesn't make me chuckle... You guess what? You're going with the rest of the 15. You're going into the pits.
Wow, I like it.
You know what? Here's what we can do. Yeah, about this. What if we just cull off the bottom 5% and the 10% that we take 10% and we put them into some sort of work camp?
I like that.
Make them dig a ditch, make the other half fill it in.
Make textiles. Textiles, yes.
Right. Something. Textiles. Anything. Make kites.
I don't even know what textiles
are. Oh, fabrics.
Clothing.
How?
Make cement.
Yes.
How about this? Half of them make cement, the other half crush cement. Like, crush old cement.
And then the dead ones can become pothole fillers.
The dead ones become fertilizer for the farms where we keep the hot ones. It's a self-sustaining circle.
Can we get some kind of Soylent Green program going?
I don't see why not.
Nice.
Isn't that...
How about this?
That's people.
Yeah.
They get fed to the people in the camps, the dumb ones.
Okay, nice.
Right?
I like that. That's self-sustaining.
All of this, these are all my ideas.
It's all about sustainability.
Vote for me if you're smart enough
mass
to vote for
extermination.
If you want another Hitler.
No, but see, here's the thing. I'm not basing it on race, creed, gender, or anything. Well, the sexy thing's on gender, but still, if you're smart and hot, you're still safe.
And if you somehow become a hot guy that Goggs takes a liking to, you're probably good, too. I'm looking at you,
Christian Bale. Yeah. I got gay. But still, if you're, most of the people I collude with, they're smart enough that they won't get thrown into the pit.
Yeah, I don't think I will. I think I'd make it.
Oh, you're going in the pit. I'll give you a nice cushy position
Now, the thing is, now, Goggs has probably mutated it now, because we all know that his mood swings would be catastrophic.
Yeah. I would go mad with power.
But my initial...
I have no power, and I'm mad with lack of power.
The aptitude test would...
You're mad with the thought that you might have power.
Yeah. The aptitude test would not be difficult. Like, it wouldn't be, like, a very hard test.
No. It would be fairly... All things considered, it would be simple. It would be like that. It would be a lot like, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right.
It would be that level. It would just really cull out the dullards.
I'm generally not smarter than a fifth grader.
Or the...
How about, like, the test in Idiocracy, where it was like, you have 1 gallon full of water, and you have 1 gallon full of toothpaste. How many gallons do you have?
No, it was you have a 3 gallon bucket of water and a 4 gallon bucket of orange juice. How many buckets do you have? It's like that, just simple. Just real simple.
I have a sister who's tarted too.
Yeah,
she never played pop.
There's that fag talk again, Scro.
Scro. Don't worry, Scro.
That's what I want. I want to get rid of all of you people.
Nice.
Not our listeners, of course.
No. They would make it.
You'd probably make it.
They'd probably make it.
And I'm sure I would spare some people. Oh, the other thing. This is just like a complete aside speaking of sparing people.
Yes.
Obama pardoned the Thanksgiving turkey. I want one president to go, fuck that shit, and just hack its head off with an axe one year in front of everyone.
I want him to take it, not hack its head up, but like break its neck with his hands.
Yeah, like come out and just like and like kind of paint his face in the blood.
Yeah, oh, that'd be
Reagan would have done it.
That'd have been amazing.
Reagan pardoned it.
They always pardoned
Reagan would have done it.
He would have done it.
They always pardon the stupid turkey.
Zombie Reagan would fucking do it.
Yeah, he would have eaten it right quick.
That's a pretty funny idea if you make like a zombie movie where like the president's a zombie and he comes out and eats the turkey. That's kind of funny.
If I ever become president, that's the one thing I can guarantee. That first year when it's like, Mr. President, it's time to pardon the turkey. Oh, sure, no problem. So I'm just sharpening my axe.
Would you come out with a machete or an axe?
I'd come out in probably like a trench coat just full of implements.
We'd all be in your cabinet, right?
Yeah, you'd be around. Nice. You'd all have your little flip videos.
Around.
Just be like...
What would our titles be in your cabinet? I would love to know.
I'll make you Secretary of Defense because you're so fucking paranoid.
Like that.
You can be Secretary of Education because I think you teach the kids what they need to know.
Wow.
Can I be Secretary of Keeping It Real?
Boom.
Nice.
You can be the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah, that's
it. So wait, you're giving me actual responsibility?
No, you do whatever
you want. That's a bad move.
Nuke who you want.
Oh,
I'm for it.
No.
Boom. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Goodbye, planet.
Just send me a text to, like, Serbia. Lols.
OMG, BBQ. Hope you didn't like...
OMG, carpet bomb Somalia.
Hope you didn't
LOL,
like,
smiley face.
Hope you didn't like Australia. It's gone. OMG.
Glassed Dubai, am I right? Yeah, this is all I'm asking for. So there we go.
Oh, because of the nukes. With the sand.
I see what he did there.
Yeah.
It's anything a Starship Troopers. No, I think it's pretty good about...
That's it?
Whisper? Come on, I gave you whispering. I gave you mass genocide. I gave it.
Vinny, do you hate anything this week?
Yeah, but I forget. You go.
All right.
Do you forget?
I'm
you playing
pass
Warcraft
around the room before I get to
I
me.
Forget.
I'm like a poker player, a poker dealer. Teet, since you're the guest of honor, you got anything on your mind that you hate this week?
What bites your bird?
Yeah,
chirps your bird.
There's nothing coming to mind, especially after that.
I agree. Let's move on.
Gog's just kind of steamrolled the planet, so there's not really much.
Well, I mean, it's like that every week.
It really is.
I'm not used
it's
to it.
It's okay. We'll come back to you if you think of something.
There's gotta be something that.
Yeah, there's gotta be something that bothers
over the course of the day.
Yeah, give me time. I'll
okay. All right.
There's gotta be one thing you've wanted to throw into it.
This is a 4-hour show, right? So.
Yeah, generally. We gotta cut it back. We're cutting all of this out.
Remember,
the only thing that's gonna make it is a song.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Remember, talk show shows? They were so long.
We used to go for three hours.
That's insane.
On the reg. They were good, though.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Guys, would you like to hear what I hate?
I would love to hear what you hate.
All right, so I had the interesting experience of eating breakfast at the Friendly's restaurant. Are you all familiar with Friendly's restaurant?
I have never
eaten one.
I've only had
ice
cream at Friendly's.
Yes. Well, Friendly's is a restaurant that's known for their ice cream. They're essentially an ice cream parlor that also serves other food.
Right.
Forget about them.
And the only reason I ate there is because it's literally a minute, like, and a half from my house.
Right.
So I was like, screw it. Like, I wanted breakfast, and it's close.
Screw it. Shoot them.
Like, because there's better places that I go for breakfast usually. Like the Double T or something like that. Forest Diner. But I was like, screw it. I'll just go to Friendly's. Like, it's breakfast. I literally get toast and bacon. Like, how hard is that? Can that be?
Mancakes and sausage?
Yes.
Mm.
So, let me tell you about Friendly's. First of all, Friendly's has a new section of their menu that is strictly devoted to ice cream related breakfast dishes.
That sounds awesome. That sounds great. What's wrong?
Do you go to Friendly's often enough to know it's new, or was it demarcated as new?
It said new on the menu, they had ads all over the front of the store.
Like, try our new fatty breakfast.
Right, right. Well, you also
never wanted to be tired before 9 a.m.
Keep in mind that Friendly's is also the restaurant that introduced that grilled cheese burger. That's two grilled cheese sandwiches with a hamburger and bacon in the
middle.
Please
tell me you had that.
No,
smart play.
Of course not. So anyway, they have this new section of their menu that's ice cream related breakfast dishes. So, for example, they had...
7-year-old Goggs is right with you right now.
Dude, they had... All right, so they had this thing that was chocolate pancakes with chocolate chips served with ice cream on top of it.
Isn't this on a crepe?
This is for
breakfast.
This is for breakfast.
Sounds like breakfast to me.
All right, so now... Then they also had this thing that was French toast. It was like French toast with fucking strawberry ice cream in the middle of it. For breakfast.
That sounds great.
The final coup de grace that I can remember that I really thought was just outrageous.
Right.
Are you familiar with what a cinnamon roll is?
Like, I love cinnamon rolls.
Not like one of the mall.
A fat faggot tree.
More like a...
Jesus.
I'll take the hot cum sauce, please.
More like a...
What is that from?
Louis C.K.
More like a... not like a like a pumpkin roll. Do you know what that is? Like
a
cake. So, like, imagine that. Instead of pumpkin, it's like cinnamon cake. So it's like a... It's like a moist cake with sweetened cream cheese in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they cut, they make that, they cut that in half, they fry it like French toast, okay? They fry it with French toast, they put more sweet cream cheese on the outside, then they sandwich the two pieces that they cut in half and fried with coffee-flavored ice cream in the middle.
And they just serve it on a pair of tits?
And they serve it with bacon and toast. I'm sorry. But all these things do not belong next to coffee, eggs, and toast. I don't want fucking ice cream desserts.
Is it available? Is it available 24/7?
I assume. I don't.
Is it available right now?
Probably.
Later.
You really want to eat this at 8:30?
Yes.
You want to have fucking ice cream at 8:30?
Yes. It would be a great. I've stayed up all night. I can't believe I just did that hungover breakfast.
It would be a great thing to
eat. I don't know. You want all that much ice cream and sweet shit after you drink?
It seems so.
You've been drinking sweet shit all night.
It seems so weird to me that. And then, like, it was funny too because. It was like a perfect moment because the people behind me, oh my god, they were just like, I'm going to get me the ice cream French toast.
Did they have the fupa?
And they had, it was the, what's the fupa?
The fat upper pussy area, like that front zone.
You know what's funny?
Like,
I only saw them in passing.
A sub-gut.
I was sitting down and they were behind me, so I didn't look over because it had been, like, they're literally about 2 feet away from me, so I did that, it looked really obvious.
What do they smell like?
They were awful. But it was two old men and, like, this weird, like, I guess, daughter. Like, it was one of those odd situations where there were odd rednecks.
Right.
Which is kind of weird in my part of town anyway, because I live in a pretty close suburb to Baltimore, for those of you that don't know. So, you know, the rednecks don't really come out that way very often. So they're weird.
You're looking like an Elizabeth Smart situation, maybe it was just a kidnapping.
Well, that's the thing. They were weird. They were weird rednecks with an odd... girl with them that didn't seem like the daughter just from the interactions that I could listen to.
Hooker?
And it was just... No, I mean, she was like 8. And
Hooker.
And they were all like... It was just... But they were so funny because as I was reading... I was literally like appalled by this by all these
perfect timing.
I took a picture of my phone and I sent it to my girlfriend. I was like, I can't fucking believe. Like, I was like, the end is near. Like, I'm sorry, it's over.
They get thrown in the canyon.
So as I'm literally as I'm horrified looking at this menu, they fucking pipe in like loudly. I can't wait to get my French toast fucking. And then the
French toast fucking?
French toast fucking ice cream. I can't wait to get. And then as they order this, and you know, this is at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday. After they order the French toast and ice cream, they ask him if they serve milkshakes this early in the morning. So not only did you get French toast with ice. Oh, excuse me. It's not French toast. It's a fucking piece of cinnamon cake, deep fried. It's a piece of deep fried cinnamon cake with sweetened cream cheese frosting.
I don't see what.
And ice cream. Now you also want a fucking milkshake. This is why Al Qaeda hates us.
Some people eat breakfast and some people don't mess around. So, you met both of them.
So then, hold on. I'm not even done yet.
The chaser with just shots of butter.
No, listen to this. So when they take out the order,
Jesus, with an ivy of a
when they
better.
Take out the order, he's like, "This doesn't come with syrup." The waitress.
Now, do you want maple or do you want?
I want to throw up at this point. Like, the waitress is
you
like
just taped a Michael Burley.
I wanted to. Well, the waitress. I heard her. This is the funniest thing. She goes, "You have to understand too. I'm like I said. I'm very in close proximity to these people." I'm trying my hardest not to just laugh, because it's really funny.
Well, yeah.
And the waitress goes, excuse me? Like, she didn't understand what he said. He's like, well, I wanted syrup with this. And she's like, are you sure?
She really said like, that.
So, hold on.
Wilford Brimley's rolling over in his grave somewhere.
It gets worse.
Diabetes.
It gets worse. So she brings out the syrup, and he goes, I would like another additional, because they give you these little cups of syrup at Friendly's. So he was like, I would like
give me a little ramekin of syrup.
It was like a small, like a shot glass size of syrup.
Right.
He goes, I would like three more.
Wow.
So I can only surmise at this point that this guy is like a sugar vampire or something and literally needs glucose to live. And he's at his final breath. It was unbelievable.
His fucking heart was like, no!
So, anyway, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think that...
Call me old-fashioned.
I think that fucking breakfast should be... The sweetest thing you should eat at breakfast is fucking pancakes and syrup, and that's it.
That's not even that great. It's delicious.
You don't need fucking ice cream. I get pissed off, and I think everyone here has probably witnessed this. I get pissed off when people order French toast, and they get the powdered sugar and the syrup.
That's gluttonous.
No, you get one or the other.
One
if you
the
get
other.
The powdered sugar, no syrup.
Well, why would you need both?
I've seen it, and I get mad at it.
Stop you should
it.
Get mad.
I prefer the waffle.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I love waffles.
Now, speaking of cinnamon buns, just a quick aside, a guy on my kickball team made cinnamon buns. You get this recipe. Bacon in the cinnamon bun.
That's
so it's
awesome.
Like rolled into
how'd
the
that
bun.
Ooh. Was it good?
I haven't had it yet. He said it was great.
Was the bacon... Here's my potential problem with that.
Right.
Was the bacon crispy?
The
because
bacon was,
if it's like soggy bacon in the bun, I'm not for
I'll still
it.
Eat
that
it.
That would be gross.
I'll still eat it. But I will judge you to your face.
Yeah, I'd be happy about
textually,
it.
Textually, though, that would be disgusting.
Yeah,
like
it'd be gross.
You bite into a piece of cake
chewy
and it's like
bacon.
What if
no
he bakes
good.
The bun until it dries out and that part's crispy?
Well, then the rest of the bun's going to be dry and nasty.
I think you start frying the bacon. I don't know. I'll have to ask his God.
But then you couldn't bend it because it would just break.
Speaking of cooking,
here's what you
put
do.
A half fry on it.
Here's the way you do it. You fry
I'm glad
the bacon.
You figured this out.
I did. I just now. I did
right.
this in my head.
Right.
This is what's gonna happen.
Right.
You fry the bacon.
Uh huh.
Right. You bake the cinnamon bun.
Love it. You just eat them next to each other.
You crumble the bacon up. Put the icing.
Mix
on,
it with the icing.
Well, you sprinkle it on top. Sprinkle bacon. Sprinkles.
I have another idea
on cinnamon.
I hear
how about this? What about like a cinnamon bun filet mignon? Where we wrap the outside of the cinnamon bun completely in bacon.
Now you're talking.
And
that's
we bake
deep
that.
Deep fry the whole
deep
thing.
Deep fry the whole thing.
Deep
the outside stays crispy, the inside stays moist.
And how are you better than those schlubs that he saw on Friendly's?
As long as they don't eat it.
Why are you here?
As long as they don't eat it in the morning.
Reason. Hey, this song for a bun.
Oh,
ice cream.
Music?
Hold on
a second.
As long as they don't eat it in the morning, there's no problem.
No problem.
My biggest gripe is the time.
Really?
Do you feel like... That
sometimes
in the morning, like you could eat anything.
Yes.
Isn't there like
sometimes
certain things where you're like, I can't eat that in the morning.
Oh, sometimes
oh,
in the morning,
so
I crave
better.
Sweets.
Like, yeah.
And I blame General Mills for
well, like a donut is fine, or like a cereal, that's sweet. But like, right. You're not
no, I'm talking like ice cream, like chocolate syrup sweet.
I don't know. Like, I go into 7-Eleven
like,
sometimes.
Cookie Crisp.
I go into
Cookie Crisp is good,
yeah,
right?
But that's different.
It's fucking cookies.
It's still
for breakfast.
Syrup.
Why did that dog it's always try is. And steal them?
Because he's black.
Because dogs are not allowed to eat cookies.
So.
It would kill him.
I go into 7-Eleven in the morning to get coffee.
He doesn't know that.
And I notice that like there's people there. It's usually Mexicans that are eating like the cup of noodles and shit for breakfast. It's appalling.
Well, what if they?
Why it cost? You know why? Because it costs 10 cents.
Who the hell can eat that in the morning?
Mexicans. You just literally said it. Like that was like
I can't do that. That
is, we're in a Mobius strip here. It's like, well, what are we eating? Cup of soup. We must be Mexicans. What are we eating? Cup of soup. Well, we must be Mexicans.
A what? What is it? A
Mobius.
A what strip?
A Mobius strip.
I loved his work on Silver Surfer with Stan Lee. Two people got that reference. Oh! He's a French comic book artist.
Well, his name's Mobius Strip.
No, his name's Mobius. But anyway, would you like to know what else? I got one more.
Go.
I actually have more, but
are they B-list?
No, I didn't like them. I hate when people
well, that's the point.
Ask me. People, I should preface this because I thought about this on the way over. I hate when people that I barely know ask me for fucking favors. Don't ask me for a fucking favor.
You know people who do that?
Ever. All the time. I had a guy at work.
What do you define a favor as?
I will explain. And a favor. Stop pissing in public? How do you define a favor?
Well, it depends.
I need you to do me a favor.
You got to go out of your way.
Exactly. Anything. Well, let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
So at work, this guy's like, I need to borrow your car so my son can take his driver's test. No!
No! Are you out of your fucking mind? Wait, was the kid going to take the test with your car?
Yeah!
Wait, really? Who's going to test in your car?
Yeah!
How old do you know this guy?
He's been working with me for like 10 years, but I don't know his kid.
He's not the dude who helped you move, right?
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Is the dude that helped you move?
Well, then you give him your car.
That's a backsies.
That's a tough one.
No, that's
you
bullshit.
Owe him.
That's,
you owe him.
That's fucking bullshit. You shouldn't put somebody in that kind of situation. And that's, like... It's my fucking car. I don't have four cars. The kid's never driven. He's got to, and anytime he's got to take a fucking practical, he's got to go out in the street. Fuck that. Anything can happen.
That's true. It's a big risk.
Just a little street course at the DMV. Fine. He can't fuck it up that
now,
much. Unless he just guns it.
I disagree. It's your fucking...
He's like, woohoo, not my car.
I'll tell you what. It's fucking ballsy.
That's a very ballsy request. That's a fucking bullshit favor to
you know
ask.
You know what? It doesn't... That exceeds.
It's not cool.
That exceeds the level of can you help me move?
It shouldn't ask.
Yeah.
You shouldn't ask.
And I, for the one, by the way, I never asked about his help. He volunteered.
Oh, then yeah, fair enough.
Because he knew he was going to have to use your.
Who's paying it forward, man?
But that was months ago. I doubt. But anyway, and then like
regardless, it's still a question you shouldn't ask.
But that's a bullshit thing. You shouldn't put somebody in that situation because you know it's just bullshit. Then you got to fucking deny them. Then they got to act pissy with you, and it's a whole thing. Don't even ask. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Like, why did you don't have a car? Wait, what car? Why couldn't you use the other car?
Dude, another thing that's funny about this whole thing? The guy's a fucking fleet manager. There's extra cars all over my shop. Why couldn't you use that?
So he's an imbecile.
That is goddamn funny.
I got another one.
Go
so
ahead.
I'm at the gas station. This is even more impersonal because I don't know this guy at all. And fucking this guy at the gas station.
This fucking guy.
I'm pumping gas. This guy comes up to me. Can I use your cell phone? Fuck no, you can't use my phone. Go away.
Yeah, why I've had that happen.
Who doesn't have a
cell
phone?
Deal drugs.
Dude, I was in Hagerstown, rolling through Hagerstown.
You can go to hell. I mean, not you, but the guy asking for the phone.
Stopped at this snacks.
Snacks, yeah.
And it was at work, this guy who had something oozing out of his face asked my coworker, he's like shaking his cell phone. He's like, this is messed up. Can you mind if I borrow it? And this guy, the kid's a nice kid, but he's kind of a goober, and he's like, oh, sure, go ahead.
What's he asking for? I'm sorry.
His cell phone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You said that.
I didn't
and he gives me the guy's cell phone, and the guy's like, it didn't go through. He's like, sorry, I gotta go, because we were heading somewhere. As soon as we get in the truck, and we hit the road again, that phone rang off the hook all day with some crazy bitch trying to call back on that phone. He eventually had to answer and be like, look... I didn't call you. Stop it.
I had some fucking just trash roll by my apartment in College Park.
Oh, I'm not surprised there.
Like, just rolled by, like, the front, like, we're out on the balcony. And they're like, can we use your phone? I was like, how about you tell me what number you want, and I'll call it for you. And I'm like, yeah, can you call us? I was like, hi, is this Decron? Yeah, well, Mookie can't find your apartment. Could you come outside and just yell to him a little bit? Because he's like, oh, who am I? don't worry about who I am.
I mean,
take care, Dacron.
I mean, you know, it's just weird to me because, like, I would never ask a stranger for a favor.
No. I wouldn't ask a stranger for a napkin.
I have a hard enough time asking.
No, I don't want a stranger's napkin.
I have a hard enough time asking, like, you guys for favors. I don't like.
I don't like it. Well, I don't like it when you ask me for favors either.
It's not very often, though.
Yeah, I don't like it one bit, though.
When did I?
Knock it off.
I can't even remember ever doing it. I'm sure I have, but.
More than anyone else.
But it's just like.
Thank you.
I guess. But it's just so weird to me. Like, I can't imagine that thought process where I could be like dying.
What kind of weird socialist world do you live in where everything is everyone else is like, can I use your car? Can I use your cell phone?
Yeah, dude,
that's bizarre, I'm horny as shit. Can I fuck your girlfriend just for a couple of minutes?
Just a couple.
I just don't get, like, just leave me alone. Like,
it won't be loving. She won't enjoy it.
It's a little bit different because the guy was outright begging, but today at lunch, right, this guy, and I've seen him out there before, like near the Taco Bell where I always go to lunch. There's this guy, and I thought he was just waiting for somebody because I see him like there every day, but
you.
He never, it's this like
wait for Obama.
It's this weird looking foreign guy, like Indian guy or whatever. But he's weird looking because it's like cold outside.
And dots or feathers?
He's dots. He's still got the like. He's still got the fucking like sandals,
Indian?
And he's got like the big like flowing outfit. And it's like 20 degrees outside. It's cold.
Is he Hare Krishna?
I don't know what he is, but he's weird.
He's crazy.
And he's just standing. There's a median strip right. As your point. It's a strip mall that it's in, and there's a median strip there. You know where it is? 198 where the Taco Bell is. So he's just standing there, and he's been there, like, a couple of days, but he doesn't approach people in the cars, and I'm like, what the hell is that guy doing? And I saw him again today, and just so happens today, I had my window open. So he comes up to me, he's like, can you help me? And I was like, no. And, and I was like, well, I was like, help you with what? And he's like, I lost my job, and I can't make money. I'm like, oh, that seems like a personal problem.
How are you going to help
him?
Yeah,
I don't know, I guess give him money, but like, it was like the laziest begging I've ever seen. Like,
it's lame.
It was just like standing there, I was like, what the fuck?
It's really rare to see an out-of-work Indian, and you never see an out-of-work Asian.
No.
You never see a homeless Asian. You ever seen a homeless Chinese person in your entire fucking life?
I'm sure there
no,
are.
No, I've never seen one.
There's bound to be some in China.
Not on home turf.
This isn't necessarily that funny, but I was...
It will be.
Who mentioned this to me, but it was like an interview maybe that I heard. You know, when people come to the United States and they see actual homeless people, they're blown away because that doesn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Really?
No.
That's hard to believe.
It's not, I mean, not in the sense that like there's like just vagrants like stumbling around the
right.
street.
They find a place to live and live there, even
or
if it's in a box.
Or people take them
right?
in, or
right.
they just move out to the fucking woods and fend for them.
Right. It's really?
Because, yeah. It's because we have such that. A ridiculous mental illness problem that we treat like it's a fucking, you know, some sort of, you know, awful crime.
Oh, don't worry. When I become president, it'll get treated.
I'm just saying. It's kind of funny how, you know.
Free base jumping lessons, parachute.
That's fascinating. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, how do they deal with the mental illness in other countries? They take them out and shoot them, right?
That's probably part of it, yeah.
So, what's worse?
But they rape them with a gun. In their face.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Carl.
I thought he sounded more like Jimmy the Greek there.
A lot going on.
You see,
there.
The black's got a higher and bigger
you
thigh
seen
muscle.
The slave
Which one of you
master
is the joke man in this show?
Yeah, the slave master took the biggest black buck.
Jesus.
Oh, Jimmy the Greek.
I love that guy. All right, well, let's move on. Past all the hate. Gogs, this is actually a segment that you thought up today, which
right.
I thought was good. And before we get to our special guests,
hello,
I thought it would be a good idea to counteract all the hate.
Right.
And since it is
Why
the
is,
eve...
When is that ever a good idea?
Since it's the eve of Thanksgiving, I thought that it would be nice to go around the room...
All Turkey's Eve.
...and talk about, briefly, maybe one thing that each of us is thankful for this year. So I will start with you, since this is your idea. So,
okay,
guys,
great.
Sir, what are you thankful for this year?
I am thankful for the fact that my parents fucked in America. Because there's a lot of
right
other
there.
Shitty countries.
Right there.
Like this whole North Korean thing's got me thinking. Like, I watched all these documentaries on North Korea. North Korea fucking sucks.
The only thing I need to know about North Korea I learned in the movie Team America.
It's a good thing your white parents didn't fucking North Korea and get trapped there.
Right.
That'd be awful.
That's what I'm saying. These are all sorts... Like, this is... I'm just glad my parents banged in America. Because here I get to be fat, own guns, play video games. Like, normally I don't get in this American exceptionalism thing. But, you know, compared to some of this other shit, these guys get one chicken and 5 eggs per person per month from the government, and they live in these shitty concrete houses, and they're all happy about it. Like, they're fucking like, we love the great leader and all that. You know, Because I was starting to think about it. Because I was.
Think they mean it though.
I don't give a shit what they mean or not.
They don't mean it. They get killed if they.
I don't think they know any better. Either.
Well, then they're stupid.
Some of them do.
No, they don't. So
okay,
this is why
I see where this is going.
I started looking at it because I said that thing on Facebook today, and then you countered. And I was like, you know what, Vinny's probably right. I'm gonna go look at the suffering of people in North Korea. And every interviewer that got in from like the BBC or anywhere else, so not just North Korean state
media.
You have
to understand that they won't let somebody talk to the media unless they're saying good things about the. You know how regulated that country is controlled by the military.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know the name.
Stupid hats. You ever watch them march? Have you watched Koreans
what
march?
What a premise for hate.
Like, watch, I dare you. Go look up YouTube North Korean military parade.
You also hate people in Norway because they have stupid hats.
Well, not as much, but these hats are dumb. And
the Dutch.
The way these guys march is kind of like goose stepping. It's kind of like swing dancing. Like, they do this whole move like they're American.
I've seen it.
All I'm saying is I'm thankful for the fact that my parents banged in America and they shat me out in America.
I don't know if you guys know the name of this.
I'm an anchor baby.
HBO did some documentary a couple years ago on North Korea, and they were in the reporters were in like the capital city. I don't know what's the capital city.
North Korea, Pyongyang.
Well, they were in there, and like they were in this like luxurious hotel, and there's like nobody in it but the staff, and like every room had cameras in it, and like they were showing this.
Everything's bugged.
They were showing this city, like this major city, and it looks beautiful, but there's like no people in it. And everyone's like terrified. It was like a really fascinating look. And like
they should leave.
It was like, well, where are they gonna go, dude? They
don't GTFO. They don't get the fuck out.
How?
One swim. Go to China. I don't give a shit. Die on the way.
Like it's China. Like China's any better.
North Korea is so bad that China is better.
That's actually
North Korea is so bad that Somalia is like Club Med. At least you get boats.
I don't know about that, dude.
You get boats. You get to shoot at Finnish people on oil tankers.
At least in Somalia, you could become a pirate. You have that.
You
option.
Have that. You have a career.
Yeah.
The best is there's that, a path that for South you. Park where Carmen goes, "These aren't pirates. They're just a bunch of poor black people."
Then they all get killed.
Wow.
Clear. I just thinking of South Park real quick. Did you see last week's episode of South Park? Because it reminded me of you, Randy. It's all about Randy.
I heard about the Food Channel.
It's all about Randy Marks' obsession with the Food Channel, and he's like, "You get a little cream fraiche." It was so. You got to see it. It's so funny.
Like, did you glaze that fucking pan,
dude? I was thinking about you the whole time. You got to see it. Anyway,
That's what I am.
That's what you're thankful for. Teat, what are you thankful for? Special guest Teat.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
What are you thankful for this year? Briefly, just one quick thing. First thing that comes to mind. Got a perfect mind for radio.
I'm no good for this. I'm no good.
Just say one thing.
What do you like?
What do you
kids?
I like kids.
I like Stame and Winesap apples. They're delicious and crunchy.
There you go. Stame and Winesap apples.
I don't even know what that is.
They're delicious.
Oh, that's a yellow kind.
No, they're
wine.
No, that's Korea.
Stame and Winesap, man. my old man used to grow them in the tree in my backyard, and I used to eat myself sick all day in the fall.
All right, that's
good. Sentimental.
Steam and wine sap apples.
Mr.
Didn't see that coming.
Mr. Vincent.
What?
What are you thankful for?
And do you have any hates?
Showers.
I already asked.
You know, and I don't know if I told you this before. I told somebody, the one thing I'm going to really miss after financial collapse or the zombie apocalypse or when things really
start happening. Are both things going to happen at the same time?
That you want to order.
One begot the next.
That's true. I mean, financial collapse happens. Yes. You know,
I know, when I lose my job, I'm trying to go zombie.
Disease breaks out because people aren't able to shower.
Hello.
Right? All the disease starts to run rampant.
Makes sense.
Or the zombies. The zombies shut down Wall Street, so everything collapses.
Financial collapse.
So we can't afford the bullets to fight the zombies.
Any number of ways, but one is somehow intertwined. I'm gonna miss showers.
Showers are fantastic.
Though. Yeah. No, I mean, think about it.
Now wait,
think about it. Like, you really think about it.
When you get the chance,
you haven't showered for a fucking month. Think about what that's like.
Well, guys, doesn't have to think about it.
Now go 6 months.
Ugh.
No, God, dude.
You know what?
You have boils. You have all kinds of.
And know what I'd be doing? I'd be
shit,
doing that. I'd be like
rash.
I'd be herbal essencing under a waterfall.
Wow. You're jumping in lakes and rivers and whatever you can to clean yourself off.
But in this time,
but that's
age,
where the zombies
you're
are.
Jumping in polluted lakes and rivers where there's bacteria
and zombies sink.
Fucking no, it's
zombies
awful.
Sink.
It's
they'll
awful.
Pull you under.
I just
gonna
bad God, I
I'm
just
gonna miss showers.
I just imagine not showering after a week and how gamey my balls and shit would be.
Yeah, gamey's a great word.
When I was in Chicago, they were talking about they had this submarine or this fucking this Nazi submarine in this museum.
Did it have real Nazis in it?
Used to.
Not anymore.
Now with fresh Nazis. And they were talking about how they would
ship in some new Nazis.
The entire...
Were they fresh in their Nazis? Those old Nazis were getting so stale
they got,
chewy.
They were talking about how on this sub...
I like my Nazis crunchy.
Nazis!
They're talking about on the sub, these guys couldn't shower. They would have a 180-day tour or whatever. Ugh. Not one shower the entire time.
And they all had butts.
Ooh,
in
and that. You're in confine. You're in tight confines. And here's the other thing. You got a hot bunk, as they call it. So, like, there's not enough...
I'll show you a hot bunk.
Nothing about this sounds right or good.
So you got, like, say, like...
I disagree.
Say there's 50 guys on the boat. There's only 25 beds. So when it's your turn to sleep, I'm working. When it's my turn to work, you're... Or when it's my turn to sleep... I gotta hop in your dirty ass fucking bed and sleep that you just got out of.
And you
das butt.
And you're fucking underwater and you can't see it. Like, God, that, ugh.
Right.
Jesus
Plus Christ. You're German. So.
So that. Yeah, I don't want any
Here's
of that.
Something I'm thinking.
You do have cool uniforms, though.
The best uniforms.
Yes, teams. No! That has nothing to do with their politics.
You guys are fashion minded.
That's true.
Fashionists.
Fashionistas.
We're fashionable fascists.
Fashionists. The fucking upcoming roast. I am thankful for that.
I hate this.
I figured it out.
Annual airing of the grievances, the hate that spewed that keeps us right all such close
wait.
Friends.
Oh, venom.
Yeah, for
if we can bottle it.
For our listeners at home, our entire group of friends, we call ourselves the Carroll County Friars Club. We have our annual roast coming up this weekend or next weekend. And it's going to be amazing. I'm sure we'll have an
third annual. Can you believe we've managed to do anything
for three
consecutive
years? This is the one thing I've ever done.
That's last.
This is the one thing I've ever stopped doing.
Yeah, it's
very organized for us.
It's incredibly. That's half the fun. We have rules. We have a charter.
Yeah,
everyone
bizarre.
Signed it.
I don't understand. Yeah, I'm for it. I mean,
it's currently
great.
Sitting at my house.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am I'm literally sweating bullets over my material.
None of us have material.
Oh,
I don't.
It always
I have
has
tons.
Some.
I have some.
Really?
I've done the
Your
opposite.
Cup runneth over.
Well, here's the thing. And this is probably not interesting for anybody to listen, but the first year, I didn't expect that I was going to go, so I made a YouTube video where I just kind of riffed.
That was money, though.
The first person we roasted was Goggs, and I thought the video was funny.
It was very funny.
I basically ad-libbed the video, because at the time I was doing my YouTube video, so I thought it'd be funny to just be there remotely. But then I ended up showing up, and it was still funny.
Right.
And then last year, I didn't really write anything down. I just had a list. I had some paper with me when I was up at the podium. But I literally just had everyone's name, and then I had a slight idea. Like I just had a trait I wrote down. So then when I looked at it when I was on stage, so to speak, when I was at the podium, I should say, I would be like I would just come up with something, ad lib something. And it worked out. I thought it was pretty funny. But
modest.
But this year I went the complete opposite direction. And I have written
word for word
a ton.
I have nothing.
And I am so nervous about it because I'm like, this is completely different than what I've ever done.
Let me tell you right now, if you're not doing well, I'm going to be the first to fucking berate you.
Oh yeah,
and make you feel.
Well,
like
I will mock you for it.
Well, depending on when my order is or when I'm going to go, it'll be great fodder for the next person to be like, Jesus Christ.
Put him dead last. That way, everyone else can use his material potential.
Put him right before.
That's
Kevin.
What I'm terrified of.
But
or after,
West. But
no,
no,
I guess either way.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean,
I'm gonna kill.
It should be fun. we'll see.
It could happen.
I can't. I have one joke for Kevin.
The thing is, though, that
one
that I was telling this to Vinny before you got over here, Goggs, is that you know with comedy, and you can appreciate this because we do this a lot to each other. When you write a joke or when you have an idea for a joke, you like a soundboard because. Something that's funny to you might not be funny to everybody else. So when you think of something...
Bouncing back and getting iterations
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. In this case, I can't do that because I don't want any of you to know...
Keep it fresh.
...my jokes. And Vinny told me, well, why don't you talk to, you know, Goggs about jokes, just for example, jokes for tea.
No dick.
And I said no, because I don't want any of you to know my set.
I totally agree with you.
So I'm like really nervous because I'm like, well, I think that's funny, but I told Vinny one joke today.
It worked out quite well.
He thought
it was pretty good.
So
you feel better about having jokes.
Yeah,
We'll see.
That's the most Patreon. But now Vinny is also plotting my demise, so he might just be telling me it's good.
Yeah, that's the best part about all of
this. Very psychological.
Sure, yeah.
Very psychological.
We could all
the best is the
end game.
It's the hour or two right before the roast.
I'm angry at.
Go ahead. No.
Thankful and angry for. You finish. I can hold on to this thought. I'm a dick.
No, you cut him off and you finish cutting him off.
I know two of you got the text this weekend when I was finishing watching the Ravens game. When I flipped over to NBC.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand. I was so confused by the text. I didn't do it.
I saw the worst and greatest thing ever.
Oh, you said turn your TV on.
It was figure skating hosted by Brian Boitano and Christy Yamaguchi, where people were like, there were like 10 figure skaters like doing loop de loops and like squat thrusts on
triple
ice.
South House.
And they were doing it while Foreigner played live on the ice with them, and there was
on the ice
was
with them.
Foreigner ice skating?
No, they were on like the side. They were all like,
it'd be great if they were on skates. They were dragged by the Zamboni,
wrinkled with dyed pitch black hair, wrinkled with like weird like Guy Fieri spiked white hair.
I think the one guy from Foreigner like had like a aneurysm.
He looked it.
The lead singer had like some kind of brain tumor or something.
It was the funniest and most awful thing I've ever seen.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure you can find it. It's got to be on the internet.
Every time I hear urgent, I think about that girl's boobs. Covered in vomit.
Would you guys like to know what I'm thankful for?
I guess we have to listen to it no matter what.
You don't have to.
Yeah, try to not say it.
All right, we'll move on.
No, what are you thankful for?
It's very simple.
Children.
I am thankful. Nice.
Smoke children?
Smoked would be funny.
Smoked children.
I just am thankful for the just rampant amounts of pornography everywhere I look.
It is the best.
It's amazing.
It is so amazing.
And by the way, I like to always keep the audience and you guys abreast of my latest porn trends. My new favorite thing. It's not new. It's not a new thing, but it's something that I've gotten into. Oh. I like the webcam girls. That's like my new thing.
Killing themselves?
The ones that, I don't know what it is.
Love it.
I love it. And I love, you know what else I love? The hacked, like with regular chicks. Like the ones that are like supposedly hacked, like the ones they do with celebrities. That like, the like sent like nude pics to the boyfriend.
The revenge pics.
I love those.
Revenge ex-girlfriend pics are the best.
That's what I'm, and like,
they have a section called bird watching, and it's all just
bird
watching. And it's all just pictures of.
Is that what it starts out with?
No, I wish. But you send in like basically it's revenge. It's like send in a whole set of your ex.
I love them.
And it's like it's not just random ex pictures. It's a whole set. So you can see the whole progression.
Wow. I have totally done a 180, and I love that. Just the. Doesn't need anybody else, just the webcam girl, and like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like the level of, like, they look kind of normal still, and I don't know.
I saw a retardedly hot one the other day.
They're all hot, but it's
alarming.
They still
look, I saw a retarded
I guess, like, they still, like, they have, like, the
Fingers
air.
Crossed.
They have, like, that air of being,
them,
like,
them titties ain't retarded.
Being actual amateurs, that's very attractive.
Because all it takes is just them in their room by themselves.
Which is hot. I don't know. But anyway,
You can't throw, you can't do a search for, I bet you a diddle-eyed Joe to a damned if I know. You can search anything.
What did you just say?
On the fucking internet right now.
It's from
any word. And if you turn safe search off on your Google, search
porn.
Any word and look images.
Oh, you'll get a
by page three, you will see a dick or a vagina.
I'm going
or
before
something.
Page three.
Now,
I agree.
Now, Gogs, did you want to call in some special guests and ask what they are thankful for?
Sure. Well, I mean, we got a whole bunch, so
they're
all in the green room. I'll just go prep them. Just announce them as you.
Well, I think that everyone would like this one. Will take a little bit of preparation, but I think everyone wants. They've had 2 weeks without him. They want to know first of all what Southern Gogs from the future is thankful for.
So you want me to go?
Yeah.
Let me go get the time phone.
Could you get him, please?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I love Southern Gogs.
He's been called the best part of our show.
He's the only good part of the show.
I'm going to go hide so that once again we don't get that time cop.
It's starting to get smoky in here.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. Uh-oh. He's naked. He's naked and covered in goo.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Southern Gogs.
Is it the night before Thanksgiving?
It is.
Oh, man.
Does Thanksgiving still exist in the future?
No.
What happened?
Well, you know, it's a... Well, here's some good. You want good news first?
Please.
Currently, everything is fine.
What?
You guys are alive and happy. We're all rich.
Really? I can't believe this.
Yeah, because it's not true. You guys have been dead for years. You died this Thanksgiving, actually.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yes. Hence why there's no more Thanksgiving. It's the great turkey poisoning of 2010.
Well, that makes sense. That
sucks. French Guiana planned it. Who saw that coming? I didn't. Since I only eat ham on Thanksgiving, I was one of the 8% of Americans who were spared.
Wow.
Me and all the other beautiful ham eaters, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's very desolate now.
Damn.
But I am thankful for ham.
Everyone is.
Yeah, really.
You died violent deaths.
Violent?
The idea was to turn you into slaves. Turkey slaves.
What happened instead? We just died.
You kind of just... Well, flapped your wings about and ran around in circles. You forgot to feed and bathe yourselves, and most of you just ran into walls repeatedly.
Damn it. That sucks.
TJ slammed into the wall of my house 47 times.
Was it at least bloody?
It was incredibly bloody.
Good.
I tried to stop him. I tried to put a mattress between him and the wall. He kept clucking at me in goblin, shaking his neck, what have you.
Jeez, that's awful.
It was unpleasant.
It sounds unpleasant.
I made a pillow out of your feathers.
Oh, that's not... Oh, I grew... We all grow feathers. Feathers?
Yeah, you turn into turkeys!
Oh, no, we actually turned into turkeys!
Well, it's kind of a half mutation! French Guiana!
It's all,
no
making,
one saw it
it's all making sense now.
So we are currently French Guiana North!
Alright, well.
Part two!
Well,
French Canadian Guiana?
I guess, even though you can honor the holidays since you're back here in the present.
Right!
But we're just,
don't eat your turkey tomorrow!
We're doing a small little segment, and we'd like to know what you, Southern Gogs from the future, are thankful for.
I'm thankful for, well, geez, I'm so alone. French Guiana, too. I'm thankful for my Tom Coffin.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only time, it's the only way I can enjoy anything.
Anything.
I should just come back and stay.
So
really should.
When you when you're not here, do you go to any other points in time to hang out? Or
you know, I should. I'm really abusing. I'm really kind of just wasting this glorious gift that's been bestowed upon me.
So you just come here, right?
Just
now.
Here.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, I should see some stuff, like maybe the birth of Christ or the fall of the Berlin Wall, or go back to high school and give Hitler a wedgie or something. But no, I just come here and do this show.
Oh, we're honored
to
have
sense.
You.
You're my friends and I miss you.
Aw, well, that's nice.
Now I have a limited supply of Bombastium.
Well, I think everyone that listens, and Vinny, I, and even your present self would agree that we are thankful from you. Or for you, Southern Gogs from the future.
Oh, you guys. Don't eat the turkey.
All right, we won't. Thanks,
folks. Watch out, French Guiana.
That's it?
Watch out.
Watch out.
Southern Gogs away.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. So don't eat that turkey
tomorrow.
Don't
eat the turkey.
I'm
so
not.
Now
I'm
we're
going
to live.
Yeah,
we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
For now.
For now.
Until the next
it's
time.
It's amazing that I'm the one that survives everything, though.
It is weird how that
well,
happens.
You know, it's always
it's
the one
puzzling.
You least suspect.
It really
true.
Is.
All right, well, Gogs, who else do you have in our cavalcade?
We got all the favorites, all the hits. I saw Chris back there. I saw Nick.
Chris.
Ving.
Oh, Chris Walken.
Chris Walken's back there.
Oh, bring him out. Let's see what he's got to say.
All right, Chris. All right.
Hey, Mr. Walken, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's been a while since I've been on.
Too long, I would say.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I've been in your green room months.
You didn't leave?
You never left?
I was supposed to be on 3 months ago, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll enjoy the peanuts. You have great peanuts.
We do have great peanuts.
Which salt. I am thankful for.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. There was they've been changed several times. People have seen me in the green room.
It's our intern.
And yet no one says, hey, Chris... Not today. You can go back home. And I don't want to leave you hanging,
well,
so stick around.
You know, much like a utility baseball player, you're finally called in to pinch hit. It's your time at bat. Could you tell us what you're thankful for this year, Mr. Walken?
Actually, quite frankly, I'm thankful that I got to finally leave the green room. I mean, it was starting to smell. I picked a corner. I tried to bury my feces as best I can.
In the carpet?
Oh.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to leave at all. I figured right. I'd go to the bathroom, and then that would be the time you would
you know,
need
what's
me.
What's strange about that is the green room is actually my bathroom. You could have just
so
used
there was
the
a toilet,
toilet
in
Chris.
There.
That just blew your mind, didn't it?
I thought that was some sort of nouveau porcelain chair. I didn't want to ruin it. I thought. Now that you mention it, though,
we are
pretty
high class. I can see how you might.
It does represent a commode.
It does, yeah, it does.
Son of a bitch. Well, I guess I've been pooping in your shower. Which I thought was an indoor water feature. These are all new things to Chris. So,
all right, Chris. Well, thanks.
That's the end of that.
I mean,
to say.
I don't know what to say right now, even. I could go. Can I go home?
Yeah, you can go home.
Absolutely. Thanks.
But as you, on your way out, I think I saw Rush Limbaugh out there. Can you bring him in?
Oh, we had a talk. He's been here several times. He's been in the green room and out, and
we
he's
had
never
him
mentioned.
A few times. We haven't really worked him in as well as we could have. But
I'll go get him.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Walking away.
Oh, this is going to be exciting, Vinny. Rush Limbaugh.
My favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you look like you've lost weight, Rush. How?
No, no, no. I've just been gaining it other places.
Are you still are you still taking the cabbage?
Cabbage baby blues.
You still eating
getting
children?
Fresh urine, yes.
Good.
I tell you what I'm thankful for. In 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, America will come to its senses.
Yeah?
And the Third Reich, I'm sorry, the Republican Party will be back in power. And finally, all those plans I've laid into place will come to pass.
Wow. What plans are those? Can you give us a little hint of what you got in store for us?
Well, much like I heard on your opening part of your show, there's going to be cullings. But this time around, it won't be the smart people, the liberal elite. It will be... Wait, no, I take it back. Those people will die. It'll all be me and my excellence in broadcasting network family. Mm. Well, we will live and make the master race I know we can become.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once we get rid of Obama, everything will be fine.
President N.
Heard that.
Well, you know, I'm trying to lay off that because I've been called a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's a black and I don't trust him, he's stealing this country from us.
You know, one of my favorite things you ever did...
What was that?
Was, God, it was like...
Oxycontin?
It was like five... No. It was like 5 or 6 years ago when for some reason they hired you to be on ESPN. And you brought up the whole black quarterback thing in the NFL even though no one asked you.
Talking about Donald Knapp.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I was a big fan of Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah.
You know, they used to take the biggest, blackest buck and breed it with the biggest, blackest female, and that would make the superior athlete.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Familiar with that quote.
They should have taken the... Never mind.
Yeah.
It was going to go bad real fast.
So you're thankful for in the
I'm
future.
Thankful for 2012.
Yes.
Even though...
Not the Russian.
Robo Hitler, Christine O'Donnell did not get elected. There's chance in 2012.
Who do you think is going to be the Republican nominee in 2012?
I'm hoping it's... Well, geez, I don't know. Maybe Sarah Palin or maybe...
Great.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. She's kind of a dummy. maybe Karl Rove. I heard you mention Zombie Reagan. I would love Zombie Reagan to run for president.
Sadly, I would vote for Zombie Reagan.
Best president we ever had.
Yeah, I would vote for
Zombie. We should name more buildings after Zombie Reagan before he becomes President Reagan 2. I don't know if that is success in excess of term limits. If you become a zombie, I'll find out.
I think you're almost a different person when you become a zombie, so I think you're good.
I can't wait to be Zombie Rush Limbaugh.
All right. Well,
eating
Rush.
Liberals.
Get out.
We love you, but
I'm gonna roll away now.
Who else do we got out there?
I think I saw Billie Holiday. The ghost of Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah, you know the old female like
jazz singer.
Yeah. Is he out there?
That's a chick.
There he is.
Billie Holiday is a girl. Go ahead, Billie Holiday. It's nice to have you on the show. You haven't been around for, what, 90 years?
Thanks for having me. I wish I could find some heroin in my turkey.
Oh, man. You don't look so good, Billy.
Oh. I'm wasting away in the green room.
Her and Chris Walken.
So, Billie Holiday. Jesus.
Billie Holiday was the announcer for the Orioles.
No.
I don't know who
it is. It's Johnny Holiday. And he does it for the turds.
That's it,
yeah.
Thank you, Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, what are you thankful for, you know, after being dead for such a long, long time?
Reincarnation. I became an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Did you get eaten? Follow-up question.
I That was delicious.
grilled or boiled?
Chicago
boiled.
Style?
Boiled. That's the worst way to
boiled
make
it.
The only way to eat a hot dog is Chicago style.
What is a Chicago style hot dog?
Yeah, can you explain to the audience what is on a Chicago style hot dog?
Please? A Vienna style frank inside of a poppy seed bun. A slice of a pickle, two hot sport peppers, and a piece of tomato. Mustard, relish, the blue kind.
What is
ketchup
in that blue?
And celery salt.
What is in. Is blue relish different than green relish? Does it taste different?
Not in the least.
Can you turn into Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like all right, Billy. Well,
is the ghost of Michael Jackson here?
Oh. Oh, I think he's gone.
Thank God.
All right, well, who else, Gogs? We got... thank you, Billy Holiday, for coming
by.
I
think the only two left in there is... You got Bing Rames is avoiding Chris Walken's poop in the shower. Well, Nick Cage is furiously going through your medicine cabinet.
Well, who do you want to bring in first? Nick Cage?
I guess Nick Cage.
Yeah, get him.
Bring in, get away from the pills.
Yeah. Bring in Nick Cage.
Okay. Nick!
Because I don't... Did you guys see they have a great video? Somebody pieced together all the scenes in every movie where Nick Cage loses
his shit.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Well...
It's called like...
Oh, gosh. It's called Nick Cage Loses His Shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. I love that, Nick. I'm thankful for that. Whoever put that together. Genius.
Why is it burned?
It's one of the freaking.
Well,
things.
Come on, you didn't see The Wicker Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that movie.
Jeez, I'm.
Did you ever see the original Nick before you made that?
I didn't see the one I made.
Okay.
I don't watch movies.
Yeah. Well, clearly, sense.
I'm thankful for Drive Angry.
Drive. I can't wait to see that. Actually,
it's gonna be no.
I'm looking forward to it though.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
No, it won't.
I think it's gonna be good.
And then there's the I'm also excited for the Rock movie.
Isn't that also called Drive Angry? What's that one called?
Faster.
Yeah. they're gonna combine the two. It's a double feature: Drive Angry, Faster.
Well, gee, I just wish it would all come together. I would love to work with the Rock. He's one of my favorites.
Now that would be a pairing: Nick Cage and the Rock.
I'd watch that.
I would watch that.
We could redo
Goodfellas.
Face Off.
Face Off.
Yeah, Travolta's done.
Yeah.
Take the face.
All right, I got an idea.
Could be a sequel.
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
You make the Goodfellas with Nick Cage, fucking The Rock, and thirdly, Ving Rhames. Yes. Ving Rhames as...
Sort of a multi-ethnic Italian mafia.
Ving Rhames as the Pesci character.
Ving Rhames as the Pesci character.
And,
I like it!
What's his name? What was Sorvino? Paul Sorvino played by Vin Diesel. Yeah, what do you think?
I like it.
Pretty amazing.
Stop digging, you've struck gold. I'm thankful for that idea. That could save my career.
Yeah, I know, right?
And
I want executive producer credit.
Well, gosh, I just would love some money because still broke.
I mean, they love the remake, so why not start remaking this?
Let's remake good movies.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Fuck it. Well, that's what I'm thankful for.
All right.
Why is it burned?
And I'm thankful for that movie, The Wicker Man, because if you've never seen it, it literally is the funniest goddamn movie you're ever going to see.
I punched several women.
Instead of, like, the indigenous flowers in the original, there's bees, and he's getting stung. It's great. It's like,
not the bees!
It's really fun. He's running around in a bear costume punching nuns.
I punched four girls in the face.
I'm not making
in a bear
that up.
Suit.
You really need to see The Wicker Man remake.
Full bear suit. Punched a woman in the face.
It's amazing. The original's brilliant, by the way. Well, Nick... Can you bring in our last guest?
The Vingster?
Mr. Ving Rhames.
Ving?
This bit has gone so long.
Yeah.
Hey, Ving, what's up?
What's going on, Moho?
How's it going?
It's good to be back.
You know what I watched the other night?
What was that?
Like the millionth time I watched Pulp Fiction.
I'm really good in
You're
that movie.
You're brilliant in that film.
You know what I saw the other day?
What's that?
Dawn
of the Dead?
No.
You should see Piranha 3D.
No.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the movie. Never
Which
mind.
One?
Well, explain it.
It's got Jeremy Piven's in it. He's a, their car salesman.
The goods. Oh, the goods. Was, that in the goods? It looked kind
of
dumb.
A lot of good one-liners, but the movie as a whole.
Was I good in it?
You were good.
Thank you.
You were good.
I didn't even know
the movie as a whole.
I didn't even know he was
good.
I didn't know Ving Rhames
was in it.
We need a couple of hard pipe hitting N-words to go to work on the homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
You were great in Pulp Fiction. It's a shame that
I got raped in the butt.
It's a shame you haven't worked with Tarantino again.
You know, I try.
I feel like...
I leave him a lot of messages. I was like, hey, Uma Thurman's great, but I'd be pretty good in Kill Bill.
That would have been something.
I look great in yellow.
You in that yellow jumpsuit?
Would they CGI a pair of tits on you, you think?
What do you call these?
Oh! Oh, no, those are nice.
Thank you.
Get
familiar with my body of work.
Literally.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was in Rosewood.
Oh, yeah. Wow! What a movie! You and, what's that guy's name? Bokeem Woodbine.
Bokeem Woodbine. He was in Dead Presidents.
That was a Hughes Brothers movie. Like, it was about the South.
It was about the town of Rosewood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that movie. That wasn't very good.
Nope.
No. The Hughes Brothers, a lot of misses.
It was like Posse, but not good.
Are you a big fan of Mario Van Peebles?
I know guns don't kill people.
Who does?
Mario Van Peebles.
So, Bing, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for Alexander Aja.
Yeah.
Because he's given me, you know, Piranhas 3D.
Yeah.
And soon to be Piranhas 2 3D. And then Piranhas 3 squared D. There's going to be iterations.
It's going to be a Piranha franchise.
I'm just happy I'm still working.
Piranha's going to be like the new Saw movie. There's like 8 of those.
What?
Just on out there
I'm currently trying to work with a job to remake every Danny Glover movie ever. Where I will play the Danny Glover character.
I can't wait for a Lethal Weapon.
This includes Predator 2.
That's full circle because he was in the first Saw movie.
But didn't see that coming.
Yeah, right. No,
never did.
I bring the conversation right back around.
Man,
that's what I do.
That was pretty impressive.
So thank you, Aja.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for the career of Danny Glover. Your son is hilarious on that show.
Danny Glover's got a son?
Isn't his kid the kid from Derek's comedy?
I don't think so.
The kid's name's Glover.
I know his name's Glover.
He's black.
But I don't think he's Danny. What's that kid's name? Something.
His name is Glover. Something.
I know it's something Glover.
I do believe they are related.
I don't think so. If you weren't black, I'd say that's a highly racist statement that you just assume they're real.
You're walking a fine line with Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Watch yourself crack it.
There it is. I knew he had it in.
All right, Ving. Well, before I get in too much hot water, you know, I'll have to send
hotter than a Chinese tea bag.
Can you do me a favor, though, on your way out?
What's that?
Can you make sure that Christopher Walken found his way out of the house?
I will do my absolute best to make sure that Christopher Walken found his way out of this domicile.
Appreciate that.
That green room stinks.
Yeah, I really don't want him pooping on my floor anymore.
He literally thought that was a porcelain chair.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Made no sense. It says toilet.
There's a sign.
Yeah, Vinny did label it.
Yeah.
Take care, gentlemen. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
watch
thank you.
Mind the turkey. I heard about Southern Gods from the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not
French
eating that.
Guiana. Who saw that coming?
No one.
Goodbye.
Right. See you, buddy.
Good talk.
Gogs.
Yo.
Whew.
Thank you. They all jammed in that one bathroom.
We have an all-star cast.
It's the tendrils of this show. Dig in.
Indeed.
Deep.
To the meats.
Well, I got a few more just random
everywhere.
Notes from the week in nerd news this week. Y'all, hey.
Nope. That was a death rattle.
Have you guys seen all the advertisements for the Beatles being on iTunes?
I don't care.
That's what I was getting to. I love the Beatles. I'm a big fan.
I don't like the Beatles.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
No, but, I'm not.
But the thing is, like, okay.
Everybody else is crazy.
So the Beatles are on
iTunes. They weren't on iTunes before?
Yeah, who cares they're not on iTunes? Like, who the hell doesn't have, like,
everything.
Every Beatles record by now? And if you're too stupid to know what torrents are or LimeWire, the Beatles catalog has been around for so long, I'm sure people that were on fucking Kazaa in 1997 have every Beatles song.
Boom, take that.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I see all these ads, and it's like, the Beatles are finally on iTunes. It's like,
the Beatles were probably the first thing that ever got ripped to MP3.
No doubt, probably. I think it's funny. There's like three hold. Well, I think there's only two now. There's
like a couple of major, the major holdouts on iTunes as far as their music being available on iTunes. This is funny.
Yeah,
you'll never guess.
Number 8.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Bob Seger refuses to be on iTunes.
Big loss. Huge loss there.
Night Moves.
Nothing You Care About.
Night Moves.
Yeah, and some other songs. But yeah, Bob Seger, who gives a fuck?
Right.
And the other one is even funnier. Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Kid Rock refuses to be on iTunes.
Because he's keeping it real.
I had the
Werewolves
funny,
Alabama.
I had a pretty funny thing. There's this channel on Fios that I watch from time to time called Palladium. It's like an HD music channel. Like all they show usually is concerts, things like that. And for some reason they had a documentary about Kid Rock, and I was fascinated. I watch any music documentary.
They talk about what's his name? Little Squeaker. What was the name of the midget? Joe C.
They didn't actually, because they only talked about his current situation. But it's funny because Kid Rock...
Like counting money?
Kid Rock...
giving people hepatitis?
Yeah, pretty much. Kid Rock, though, has
neglecting
this...
Neglecting children?
Kid Rock has this, like, 20-year-old kid, right? Who is in a band...
Kid Rock's got kids?
Yes. And he's in a band, right? Well, the moment that cracked me up...
Kid Rock.
Is that, you know, he's talking about... he's talking to his kid about, like, writing a song, and then they do, the reality TV thing where, like, he's... You know, in a conversation with his kid in his house, and then they cut to him in a room where he's just talking to the camera.
The confessional.
Yeah, exactly. The real world thing. They've done it for years. Ugh. So, anyway, they go to the confessional thing. He's like, I wish I could teach my son, like, how to play guitar and how to write a hit song, but I just can't. I gotta let him learn on my own. I'm thinking to myself, you couldn't teach him anyway if you wanted to. What the fuck do you know about writing a good song?
Like, I'm surprised you can teach him how to tie his shoes.
You wrote Ball with the Ball. Go to fucking hell. Like, you were like...
Go right to hell. Yeah.
Ball with...
I mean...
Ball to bang to bang.
Yeah, he wrote that. That was
great.
Stolen
anyway?
That was his claim to fame.
It was Blue Moon.
Yeah, it was.
It was just Blue Moon.
Yeah.
When are we going to start our
if anyone ever wants to get on board with me, I have all these great ideas to become a raunchy barbershop quartet.
I'll do it.
I'd love to do that.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. Start something right now.
I never knew he was ripping off. I thought he was ripping off the rap song that
I thought
hip hop, the boogie, the old 80s.
It in her brown eyes.
Big brown eyes.
I thought that Ball with a Ball was a takeoff of the old Sugar Hill rap song.
No, that was just up jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to B. They took that part.
Oh, so
the ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, bang, ding it on. That's Blue Moon.
So they took two merchants.
When I said so Cleveland off Steamer, I wasn't talking about trains.
What? Damn. But anyway,
you need to be here more often.
But, he usually meshes up two songs and fucks them.
So anyway, talking about things that I just don't understand why anybody cares.
Blue
Do you guys care about? It's getting a lot of play on the internet.
Nope.
Like all the sites.
Probably not.
Tron Legacy is coming out. Do you care about that?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that.
Really?
I might see it.
I'm going to see it.
I just don't...
I like glowing things.
Bingo.
But did you like the original?
I like a match.
No.
Did anyone like the original?
I like the original. I was real young then.
Yeah. So
we all were.
I like the never-ending story.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
That's different. That's a...
Is it?
A children's movie and you're a child. And you
Tron.
Love it.
Tron was a children's
movie. I don't think Tron holds up.
No, it doesn't.
I watched it recently.
I haven't watched it recently.
And I was like...
Yeah, no good. No.
I mean,
no.
I don't know, like all these people, like all the places like Topless Robot and like a lot of the, like nerd blogs. Topless Robot's a great website.
Whatever.
But they talk about Tron and all this level of like nerd nostalgia. Like it's like a big thing for like
Tron's as important as Labyrinth.
But I don't understand. Like people like have the same kind of reverence for it as they do with like Star Wars.
Go fuck yourself.
And I don't see
go fuck yourself, internet.
I just don't see it. Like I don't
really?
Care. I really don't care.
I don't see millions of people camping out for the next Tron movie.
Yeah, when was the Tron? When is there ever a Tron con?
Well, there are every tomorrow
in your basement.
Every
Tron con.
I will say
round trip.
There is, of course, there's the famous internet guy, that big fat guy that was in the Tron
Sci-Fi.
There's a lot of Tron people. There's a lot of Tron people that show up at comic book conventions.
Right, but they're assholes.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't personally...
They are the minority.
I don't personally understand the love for Tron. I don't see the hype for this new movie either.
Tron wasn't even the main character. Flynn was the main character.
The only thing cool about Tron was the villain at the very end, the big
MCP. MCP?
Yeah.
Master Control Program?
That was cool.
Who also looked like...
Moses.
Moses.
Well, they did it. I mean, yeah. You should say Moses looked like him.
Moses. Jeff Bridges is going to be in the new one?
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited.
That kind of...
It's a direct sequel to the original.
Right, 25 years later, or whatever.
Right. So why, you know, it doesn't...
We're going back to my dad's arcade that I've been to in 2.5 decades. Let's go try and... I suddenly want to find my dad!
And I suddenly want to play this 25-year-old, essentially, Atari game.
When did his wife... When did he knock up anyone in that movie?
He didn't knock up anybody in that movie.
Right. Well, he spent the rest of his time in the computer, did he not?
I don't know. Yeah, he did, but I'm saying, I don't know. Like, how
did he fuck a computer?
How did he fuck someone and they were born outside of the little computer world
that
he lived in?
What on earth are we talking about?
Tron. Guys are saying that the kid in the movie that's the main character of the sequel is his son.
Right.
But he didn't have a son before he went into the computer in the first movie.
And it's my understanding he never got out? Did he get out at the end of the movie?
No, I don't think so. You're the one that liked the fucking movie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys are ruining it for me.
What? By what?
Talking about it.
So, there's the test if you truly like a movie. If you can't talk about it and still like it, probably not a good movie.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it since I was like 10. When did it come out?
80-something.
It came out when we were kids.
I haven't seen
Actually,
it since I was
Actually, it might
a
have
child.
Came out before we were in...
I might very... No. Like, Gogs has no, rewatched
it. We were all born. I don't think we were old enough to...
Well, like 83, it. Maybe? Probably 84.
Yeah, I didn't see it until I was like 10 years old. I haven't seen it since then. I remember thinking it was awesome.
It was awesome when I was a kid.
They're playing sports and computers.
I'm still excited about
the
light cycles.
The fucking bikes.
Light cycles.
Bad fucking ass.
I would love a light
That's
cycle.
That's all I remember.
Fair enough.
I would love
what
a light cycle
What I remember in my head... What the
you
movie
what
in
do?
My head?
No kind of
really
chaos I would cause on those fucking streets if I had a light cycle that just built walls
you'd
behind me the entire time.
You'd immediately crash it and kill yourself.
Did anybody ever play that first person Probably. Shooter that came out a couple of years ago? That was supposed to be pretty good.
The Killatron Killer app.
Yeah. No good.
I don't care.
There. All right. Next, the Spider-Man musical is weeks away.
Oh wait, I think I saw something about that.
Let
like
me just
the
say,
poster art.
If you didn't need any more reason to hate Bono and The Edge, they wrote and created this Spider-Man musical.
Oh my god.
This musical has already injured stunt people because I guess they have like people jumping around.
They're coming through the entire like there's like scaffolding through the entire thing so Spider-Man can fly to the entire audience apparently.
Now, I can't
Fucking
do this.
Ridiculous.
I can't do this
and
for
go, I'm saving yeah. you Mary Jane.
And the couple of Give songs have already leaked. And it's called, like, The Coming Darkness or something.
Like I saw that movie.
The title... Oh, nice.
They liked it!
The title of it is, like, Spider-Man, like, Through the Shadows or something stupid. Oh, so, vague. But you guys have to see...
Stan Lee
put
his stamp of approval on
he
this?
He just gets a paycheck, dude.
Yeah, but... He's too busy driving.
I take it.
He's too busy just
he's not.
Money.
He doesn't really have anything to do with what they do with
Spider-Man.
Well, he doesn't do anything. He has nothing to do with... He doesn't own the rights to Spider-Man.
True,
Marvel
true,
does, so... But anyway... and Disney owns the rights to Marvel now, so it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, they merged.
Disney and Marvel, touching dicks.
Speaking of other things on Broadway right now, Pee-wee's Playhouse just opened up, and I'm still depressed I haven't been able to get a ticket.
It sold out for a long time!
Well, it had an initial 3-month run, and it sold out in like minutes, the entire 3 months.
But, just real back to... I would like to see that as well. Getting back to Spider-Man real quick, I can't do this, obviously, on the radio, but do yourself... a favor just to get in the frame of reference and go to Topless Robot would be a good place or just Google Spider-Man musical and look at the conceptual designs for the villains.
Damn it.
Look at the conceptual designs for the villains. There's like Iron Maiden and Green Goblin and they just look freakish. Like it doesn't look
for fuck's sake.
It doesn't look like I don't even know how to describe it. It just looks weird. It looks like the villains are made out of trash and glass. Like it's just I don't know. It's just the
derelict.
It's just the worst. That's exactly what it looks like. It's just the worst fucking idea, like a Spider-Man musical. Mm-hmm. And like it just
are they gonna use the song at least?
What? No, I don't think so. It's all original music. It's all Bono and
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can. Shoots a web any size. Catches criminals just like flies. Look out! There comes the Spider-Man. When he swings through the night, you know things be right. I don't remember. There's like a whole thing.
Spider-Man.
Spider. But I mean,
get bra as my ringtone.
Bono, I'm sure you could.
Bra.
Bono and the Edge suck, and now they've just sucked even more.
They do suck.
So fuck you, Bono and the Edge. You know what else is coming to Broadway? Oh, speaking of Broadway, your dog's giving me a lap dance right now.
Well,
pretty exciting.
You can get this lap dance here for free.
You know what else is coming to Broadway, guys? The Book of Mormon by Matt and Trey.
I really need to see that.
Yeah.
It opens in January.
Get ready for very modest protests.
It's going to be incredible. Awesome. But yeah, Matt and Trey Parker, they've been talking about this for over a year.
So they go through the Book of Mormon?
I don't know
if it's actually
a musical.
I haven't read really? I don't think they've released a lot
it's
of
Broadway. It's got to be a musical.
I don't have to be, but well, it should be. They did a hell of a job with Cannibal
the
musical.
Well, and the South Park movie.
Was
a musical. Yeah. I mean,
they've had huge musical episodes.
Well, they're both musical guys anyway. I mean, I think Trey went to school for music. Like, he plays guitar and he sings, obviously. So I think, like, it'll be great because everything those guys do is great. They're amazing. So I really want to see it. I will actually, once they have released ticket prices and stuff, I wouldn't mind arranging a road trip to go up there.
Sold.
Because I would love to see it.
I'm in.
When is this?
It starts in January, so I'll look into it.
Okay. I'm going to have a baby.
But we'll see. I mean, you'll
be fun.
Yeah. This is kind of fun. Axl Rose.
Oh, I heard about this.
Sued or is in the process. I guess the proper term is still sued.
Yeah.
But they're going to court.
Is suing.
He's suing Activision for Guitar Hero 3, a game that came out. Or excuse me.
Yeah, 3. Three years ago.
Yeah,
2007 release.
Guitar Hero 3 came out 3 years ago. He's just now suing them because he said that. They used Slash, but they used him when Slash comes on, they play a Guns N' Roses song, and he said in their contract they weren't going to do that.
He's not allowed.
How could they have possibly addressed that issue in 1987?
No, it's when they broke up.
No, when they signed the contract for this video game.
Oh, to use Welcome to the Jungle?
And he said that they weren't going to they, according to him, in their contract he signed that they could use Welcome to the Jungle, but they couldn't use Slash in conjunction with
Or Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, it's retarded. And he's saying that they lied to him through creative loopholes and this bullshit. Now, it's important to note that Courtney Love and No Doubt both sued Activision for similar things. No Doubt sued him because in Band Hero, they said that they weren't really explained how they were going to be used, how you're basically able to like use them as characters in the game. They said they weren't aware of that. Courtney Love says the same thing about Kurt Cobain. It's important to note that both those suits got thrown out of court.
Of course they did.
So this Axl one's going to be thrown out of court too. It's just, can Axl Rose get any more sad?
When did he turn into such a fucking douchebag?
He needs
what year was he born?
Yeah.
Hero.
I mean, the cable bill was due and he needed to make some money. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's just pathetic. I mean, this game came out. It's a little late to the party.
Very late.
The funny thing is when I read the article, I was like, well, who would even know? Who's played Guitar Hero 3 anytime soon? Like,
he just found out about it. That's the problem.
That's because he just got a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
He like, and only just can finally afford one. It's pretty sad.
Wow.
But.
There you go.
Sweet love of mine.
What?
Ow, sweet child of mine.
Just a few more things. You guys seen the trailer for True Grit?
I cannot fucking wait. What is
that? It's the new Coen Brothers movie with Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon. It's like an Old West movie. It looks amazing.
It's a re-adaptation of the book. I want to read the book now.
Yeah, it's essentially a remake of an old John Wayne movie, but it looks awesome. It's about...
Well, it's not a remake.
Right. Well...
There's one called True Grit.
There's a movie with John... Based on the same book that this movie is based.
But they take it a whole...
Well, apparently the book... The original John Wayne movie is nothing like the book.
Right. This is more of a true version of the book.
Right. From what I understand. But it looks incredible.
Jeff Bridges... is awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Matt Damon looks cool in it. Josh Brolin looks good in it. It's fucking...
Oh, that new Western?
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking
brutal. It looks
brutal.
Badass.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I can't... If you said Jeff Bridges as a badass sheriff, I would've gone, man, watch this shit.
Aww.
You gotta get the full trailer.
about to embark on a great adventure.
She got the quicker one. More sound clips.
I tend to see Papa's killer hand. They tell me you're
this is the trailer for True Grit.
Sure I am, girl.
My name is Betty Ross.
Rich Bridges is the fucking man.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I cry.
Thanks, YouTube. Ooh. Thanks, YouTube. It's been doing this a lot lately. Anybody else?
I've been noticing it.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's. Who's that?
Oh, that's the kick music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's from Inception, Prom.
But that's what I was going for. What are the kick music? Not I didn't want the kick.
Just last thing on movie news. We talked a couple weeks ago about they're gonna making a Drake's Fortune Uncharted movie. It was announced today that Marky Mark is going to play Drake. That is a horrible cast.
Oh no!
And they're trying to get Robert De Niro to play the Sully, the sidekick to Drake. But
De Niro?
Yeah, to play Sully. That's not a bad idea.
That's not, no. That's a bad idea. It's not a De Niro kind
but
of role.
But fucking...
No, would be good in that?
Marky Mark is Drake. Come on.
No, would be good as a Sully?
Who?
Fucking Tom Hagen from Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
Help me out here.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Hey, it would be good.
That's a Sully.
That would be good. But Marky Mark, no. Marky Mark's not Drake. No?
What happened to Nate Finnian?
That was just fans wanting to...
What about Nolan North doing it?
Yeah, he doesn't have the cachet that Marky Mark has, I guess. I don't know who wants to see Marky Mark in lead roles, but he keeps getting them.
Marky Mark has no personality.
Last thing,
say hi to your mother for me.
Hey, how's your mom?
I mean, I like Marky Mark in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he was great in Boogie Nights.
I liked him in
Fear.
I liked him in I can't think of it. The Scorsese movie.
I liked him in I Heart Huckabee.
The Departed.
I was just gonna say, yeah, it was a good.
I liked him in that, but I don't see him.
He wasn't lead.
I liked him in The Big Hit.
I didn't like.
I loved him in The Big Hit.
Yeah, maybe I might. Maybe I like Mark.
I was just gonna say, I don't see what.
Say how do you mother
him?
Is.
I don't. I
Like that.
Well, you know, it's still weird to me that the guy that's directing.
I just don't think he's that character.
The guy that's directing
if the movie's
this,
strong enough, he might be able to pull it.
Well, the guy that's
has
directing
to be everything I'm strong around.
The guy that's directing
the movie sucks. He sucks in it.
Uncharted movie is the guy that directed I Heart Huckabee's. They work together, so maybe that's why.
I didn't Heart Huckabee.
I love that movie.
That movie's great, dude.
I liked it.
I never saw it.
I liked it.
I did.
All right, lastly, we're going to talk about some video games. What is that?
It's my ringtone. Bro.
All right, stop with that.
Guys. Bro.
It should just be you going,
bro. Yeah, why don't you just
record yourself doing it?
Yeah.
Why don't you shut the fuck up for
that would be
minutes
on the snow level.
You know,
he's recorded it enough times today, yeah, he can clip it and make it into a ringtone.
Gogs.
Yes.
What do you think of Call of Duty Black Ops?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's bang for your buck, the strongest game of 2010 as far as amount of time and fun you will get out of $60.
Yeah, I agree. I love it.
I like the single player is very enjoyable, and the multiplayer is the best first-person shooter multiplayer I have played to date, as far as the amount of enjoyment I'm getting out of it.
Yeah, and as far as the single player goes, I actually kind of like the storyline. It's not like...
It's fun.
It's not like Modern Warfare's 2 storyline where I'm like, what?
No.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
And for some reason, the multiplayer is nowhere near as frustrating as Modern Warfare 2's. Because that was kind of wacky and unbalanced.
Well, yeah, they did balance it out a little bit.
It took away the shitty cheap perks.
Very good game.
All the maps are good. The weapons are fucking great. The whole new unlock system. I love everything about that game.
Yeah, it's really
I'm going to play the shit out of it later.
Yeah, Treyarch did a great job.
You know, I really liked World at War. Mm. When they did World at War, I really enjoyed that. I think Treyarch might be the superior company. Fucking Infinity Ward had the right idea when they built the concept of the new Call of Duty, but Treyarch does it better.
I think that you got to look at the fact that they made Modern Warfare 2, and all that Treyarch did is just fix problems that were already existing with, like, Infinity Ward made the template.
Infinity Ward made Modern Warfare, which was the Halo killer. It was the first thing to knock Halo off.
You know, if Modern Warfare didn't come out, if Modern Warfare 2 didn't come out, Black Ops would not be what it is.
Right, but Black Ops is better.
Because of what Infinity Ward has done before them. So how can you say that they're just...
They're the superior company. They make a better game.
They made a better game.
Hills Have Eyes, the Aja version, is better than the original.
Well, that's apples and oranges. How's that?
Who's the superior director?
Well, Wes Craven sucks, so that's a hard... That's not even...
It's the exact same thing.
How is that?
We would never have the Hills Have Eyes. The first Hills Have Eyes was never made. We wouldn't have had a second one.
What?
Hmm?
What?
What? Huh?
Can we be done now?
Yeah. That's good. Good night, people. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
There's no way anybody's still listening.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't be.
Everyone listens. Bye, everybody.
Not to the end.
Use his ringtone.
Who actually listens to this?
There's like four people.
How many iTunes downloads do we get a week?
I don't know.
Hold that up to the microphone. That'll be any music.